This is Jay Sekulow. The battle on Proposition 8 still raging in California as the Attorney General of California enters the frame.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Oh. Well, how about one of the freedoms we want to fight for is the freedom for the people, we the people, to determine the fate of their country, to determine the fate of their government, to determine the way they want their systems to operate. That includes the Constitution of the state of California. But right now, the battle against marriage and the whole issue of Proposition 8 raging both on the streets of California, but let me tell you right now where it's raging. It is raging in the courts of California, specifically at the Supreme Court of California. We filed, by the way, our briefs, round one here, on whether the constitutional amendment, which was duly passed with no doubt, there's not any allegations of fraud in the voting, 52% to 48%, whether that is a valid constitutional amendment. A lot of groups advocating same-sex marriage are trying to say that the citizens of the state can't amend the Constitution in this way. This is causing another potential round of cases at the Supreme Court of California, which could have, frankly, devastating consequences, because I'm not convinced the California Supreme Court's going to move in the right direction. Our phone lines are open for you on this and other topics as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you voted on something and it passed, don't you want it to be the law, including with the definition of marriage? 1-800-684-3110. Now, the Attorney General of California has entered the fray, Jordan, and a lot of people are concerned that Attorney General Jerry Brown is not going to do a defense of the amendment process.
That's right. I mean, in the past, in August, Jerry Brown has said that he doesn't think Proposition 8 should nullify any of the previous marriages. He also put out a statement saying that, quote, Proposition 8 was a limit on marriage to eliminate right of same-sex couples to marry initiative. So he thought, and supporters of Proposition 8 thought, that he cannot be trusted because he
right.
altered the ballot language to sound something like it was taking away a right for someone. So a limit on marriage or eliminating rights of people, which of course makes people who may not be as educated on the topic. And sometimes in some states, you've got lots of different propositions. California is one of those states where Proposition 8 is one of many propositions on the ballot that you've got to vote on. So you see language like that, and if you're not really well informed, you may be scared off by it. So with that kind of inclination, the supporters of Proposition 8 are very worried about what the Attorney General there, Jerry Brown, will do.
Well, I think you got to assume that the Attorney General right now is not going to be enforcing the, not going to be seeking an aggressive defense of the will of the people. And here's the problem, and this is what I want everybody to listen to. Understand, the advocates of same-sex marriage don't want to litigate this in the courts of public opinion. They want to do it in the courts. They don't want to have the people vote because overwhelmingly, people, even people that will say they're in favor of some kind of domestic partnership benefits, say no to marriage. And in California, a state that went for President-elect Obama overwhelmingly, the fact of the matter is, when it came to the definition of marriage and how marriage would be defined within our culture and context, those individual citizens still voted in favor of the traditional definition of marriage. So now you've got an attempt to go back to the California Supreme Court, which, by the way, is dangerous to begin with, to reinvent, if you will, the new constitutional argument. And here's what it says. It basically says that you, as an individual citizen, when you vote on a proposition or a constitutional amendment, cannot amend the Constitution if it somehow impacts some other right. Where that is wrong constitutionally is, in our republic, constitutional amendments do exactly that. They say what you can and cannot do. That's the way the people get to govern. But this is the tragedy that's existing in California. We filed briefs in that, by the way. There'll be more coming. We'll talk about more of this after the break. But here's what it shows you. Whether it's at your state level or at the federal level, you have to know. You see why you need to know how the Constitution operates? Because of things just like this, this Proposition 8 litigation now. We want everybody that's listening to us to have our foundations of freedom. You need to get it. Jordan's going to give you the number. Go ahead and get it. We need you to have it right away.
Folks, to get your copy, your absolutely free copy, the Foundations of Freedom, you call right now. 877-989-2255. That's a toll-free number to get this free booklet we've put together for you. We've given out thousands of these copies of Foundations of Freedom, but it's important, folks, to arm yourself for the battles we're engaged in every single day. Call right now, 877-989-2255.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls from around the country at 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, California Proposition 8, back in court. We're waiting to hear, and we could even hear today, the California Supreme Court's going to review the proposition. Here's the legal challenge. The advocates of same-sex marriage are saying that they think the whole process is unconstitutional because it's taking away a right. Jerry Brown, the attorney general, is supposed to be defending. I'm not convinced that there'll be an aggressive defense there of the proposition, which passed overwhelmingly 52-48. And again, in a state that went to Barack Obama. So this was not a conservative state, but people still wanted marriage defined as it has been traditionally. And here's the problem. We filed, by the way, three briefs on Monday with the court. There's been three new petitions filed today. I was just on a phone call right before we went on air. We've got our lawyers in our Washington office and our office in Connecticut working on those right now. We'll be filing those in California, responses there. So the will of the people may well be thwarted, or at least there's going to be an attempt to thwart the will of the people here through the constitutional amendment process, which is what Proposition 8 is. Now, having said that, folks, I want to reiterate how important it is for you to understand the way this is supposed to work. So we want everyone that's listening right now to go to your phones and get our Foundations of Freedom so you understand how constitutional amendments are supposed to work and how they're supposed to impact existing law. Here's the phone number. Everyone that's listening needs this: 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. Jordan, let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in on this.
We do very much. Alan from Maine online too. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi
Alan.
Hi guys. Hi Jay.
Hi.
Hey, look,
great.
I'm a little concerned here about you filing these briefs out there. I mean, you know, to me this seems like a constitutional issue, not a legal issue, and it's a done deal. I would think we'd be better served if an organization like yours would urge President Bush and President-elect to speak up for the Constitution.
Wait a minute here, Alan. I appreciate your call, but listen. There's nothing. This is a state matter. This is under federalist principles. This is something that's handled by the state. So the president can't intervene in a state constitutional matter. We didn't initiate the challenge. The challenge has been brought. It's in court, my friend. It's not something that you could just sit back and say nothing's going to happen. Let's get the president to do something or the president-elect. This is in court. They have filed petitions that require a response. And that's what people need to understand here. It's back in court because those opposed to Proposition 8 have brought it back into court. Now, we're waiting to see if the court will actually hear it, but we had to respond.
That's right. I mean, here we got a situation where, of course, 50% of the voters passed it, but you've got a state government, attorney general in the state, Jerry Brown, who's already tried to, and it seems like when he was putting new limits on the language and, of course, altering the language on the ballot initiative that it actually appeared, you've got state officials who are do not support Proposition 8 and at least do not seem like they're going to vigorously defend it in the courts, and real challenges going ahead. And you know what happens when these get to courts. The will of the people seems like it just doesn't matter anymore. The people, 52% of the state, a state, again, which I think this is important to point out to show how clear this issue is, that went overwhelmingly huge for Barack Obama and other Democrats running for office in the state. Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the bluest states in the country where people still said, you know what, we're not going that far and we want to protect marriage.
That's because here's what's happening, folks. When it comes to an actual vote on the definition of marriage, they're not going to win it in the states. They're going to have to get unelected judges or, you know, judges that are going to, you know, basically legislate from the bench. They're not going to win this among the people, which is where this debate should be taking place. So we've got to respond aggressively, and that's precisely what we're doing.
Let's go back to the phones. Jeff's calling from Colorado on line 5. Jeff, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Hi. I got a question for you. I was seeing about in California about this Proposition 8 thing about people protesting. I saw a protest scheduled or something for January or some crazy thing. Is that something, now that you're, is that going to make a difference, basically? I hear you talking about this now. I hadn't realized.
I think you know, listen, protesting is a right you have under the Constitution, so I don't want to ever take away from that. But right now, we got to win this thing in the courts. That's where the battle is. And it was won in the ballot box. Now we've got to defend that in the courts. And I've got four lawyers working on this, so we're taking this very, very seriously. But you've got to defend this in the court. And the problem here, Alan, is like in other situations, here the people voted, as Jordan just said, overwhelmingly. But the end result is, no matter how overwhelmingly they vote, the problem is that you've got these courts, you don't know what they're going to do. So we filed a whole series of briefs. There's been three more petitions filed in the last few days by advocates of changing the whole definition of marriage. So all of that's going on, and we think it's a significant and serious problem, so that we are in court, we're fighting it out in court, and that is where the battle is going to be. I'm sure there's going to be protests, but the fact of the matter is, this is a real fight for the definition of marriage and the will of the people. This is a constitutional challenge because they're basically ignoring what the Constitution gives people the right to do in California. But again, folks, I need to underscore this. This is precisely why, over these next few weeks, you need to be educated on your form of government, and that is our foundations of freedom. You need to know what the Constitution says for precisely what's happened in California. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for you to get your foundations of freedom.
You know, I want to bring up some interesting data too, which we haven't discussed, we kind of alluded to, is that even though this is a state issue where voters have gone and voted 52%, state officials don't appear to be defending it. So the defense here of Proposition 8 in the courts is now going to private organizations. That's where the gist of this defense is going to come from in these briefs. We can't rely here on the state government really putting their preferences aside and fighting hard, because if you look through the history of this and where Jerry Brown, the state attorney general, has been, it is not good. He's tried to he altered the language to make it seem like that you were eliminating rights. Of course, then that language becomes the gist of the Supreme Court of the case now in the state court system because of the language that he altered on purpose to make it look like you were taking away rights and limiting people's rights.
Yeah, what's interesting, of course, is even when he tried to alter the nature of the definition and the title, it still passed overwhelmingly, which tells you the people understand what they want here. And this idea that you would just thwart the Constitution of the state of California and ignore the will of the people, but like you said, it's in court, that's where we've got to deal with it, and that's what we are doing. I mean, we've got a team of lawyers working on this, folks, for you, for not just California, because trust me, what happens in California is going to affect all 49 remaining states in addition to California, so all 50 states are going to be dealing with this.
Let's go back to the phones. Robert's calling from California on line 6. Robert, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hey. Hi, Jay. How you doing? Hey, we
good.
Did this in Prop 22 in 2000, 62%. Prop 8, 52% in 2008. When does this stop? I mean, we're going to have to continue to put it back on the ballot again. Is there an end to this?
You know, and there's going to be an end to it, and I'll tell you this, and what I'm very concerned about, Robert, and I appreciate you calling, is I think we've got, I want to take this legal challenge. I was just on the phone with some of our senior attorneys, and we were talking about how serious is this challenge to the constitutional amendment that was passed, Proposition 8, with passing, maintaining the definition of marriage as it's been. And the fact of the matter is, it's very serious. I mean, I think we have to be really clear on this. It is very, very serious. And if the California courts take it, will file another round of briefs. But I will tell you something. I am not comfortable where the California Supreme Court's going to come out on this. So then we've got to look at other propositions and other alternatives. But right now, I've got to focus like a laser beam on the courts in California. We've got a team doing that. Literally, 5 minutes before we went on air, I was still on a conference call dealing with this subject. And so those of you in California understand we're working on this aggressively, but I understand also everybody's concern because it's going to impact all the states.
Yeah, this gets into the courts. You see the history of the California courts, especially the California Supreme Court dealing with issues like this. And people have to be worried. That's why the fight's already started. Like we've said on so many of these issues, whether it was executive orders we were talking about with President-elect Obama or this issue with Proposition 8, the fight started the next day. It started the day after the election on these issues. It started the day after the Proposition 8 passed, the fight on Proposition 8. The other side was prepared for battle, and we're prepared too. And you have to look at every option you've got. So one avenue, state courts. One is lobbying our government, and also at the United Nations as well, where a lot of these policies are going to change. That's why it's so important, folks, to understand all of these issues, the change that can come right after an election and the fights that start just the next day. Let's go back to phones, take another call before this next break. Very quickly, Bud from Florida on line five. Bud, you're on the air.
Hey,
hi, Bud.
Jay, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I listen to you most every day. I'm a member of the ACLJ, and
great.
I'm wondering, how can the courts overthrow the will of the people if this is a democracy? And also,
The fact of the matter is they can't. I mean, but that doesn't mean they won't. If you look at it constitutionally, the way our republic's set up, no. The will of the people is, that's how our government, we the people. And we give our institutions various authority, but they have to reflect the will of the people. And when the will of the people in California passed overwhelmingly, and again, a state that went to President-elect Obama, also passed a marriage amendment that said we're going to define marriage in California as a relationship between one man and one woman. They have the right to do that. Now you've got these groups going into the same California Supreme Court, and who knows what they're going to do, whether they're going to hear it or not. We're fighting right now for them not to hear it. I don't even think these groups have standing to bring the challenge. But nevertheless, that's where we are, and we're in court right now, and there's three more petitions were filed yesterday and this morning, and we're going to be preparing answers to those. I mean, folks, you realize we left the Supreme Court of the United States just a few days ago, 1 week ago today, and we're now dealing with this state Supreme Court challenge, which is very, very significant. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the phones. We're going to take a break. We'll be taking more of your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. But I want to encourage every one of you that are listening to me right now to get Foundations of Freedom for precisely what's going on in California. You need to know how our government works. Here's the number. Everyone needs it. 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. All of you need it. You should also go to ACLJ.org for updated information. But you go to the phones right now, 877-989-2255, and stand for freedom.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that that includes these very important documents called the Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
Broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A lot going on the senatorial front as well. We've been talking about the California Proposition 8 now in litigation again. But in Alaska, another seat falls to the against the Republicans and to the Democrats. Jordan, what's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, we've got Senator Ted Stevens has lost his very tough reelection bout. Now, Senator Stevens was probably not going to be seated, but we would have kept they would have kept a Republican seat in the U.S. Senate, which would have given some kind of balance of power left. That means that the Democrats now have 58 seats in the U.S. Senate. That is two away officially from having the 60-vote filibuster-proof majority number. But 58 with a few moderates, they basically are there. And there's still two remaining. Don't forget that. I mean, things are adding up. Unbelievable, really, what's happened here with the election, because there's two left. And they're right on the line. Minnesota, which is going through a recount right now, and who knows what will happen there. That was a small margin. That was Al Franken in that race, that Senate race where he was challenging Norm Coleman. We won't know about that. And, of course, the special election next month in Georgia between Saxby Chambliss and Jim Martin. Another race which, because turnout in those kind of special elections, you just never know what's going to happen. You're talking about a very real chance. Not likely, but real chance that Democrats could get officially to 60 votes in the U.S. Senate, which means if something can get through the House, where they've got very huge margins, it will get through the U.S. Senate without a problem. And
yeah,
confirmations as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be not boding well for conservative principles. But look, this is the fight we've got, so we just got to be prepared for it and handle it, and that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that'll affect the cabinet nominations and those confirmation hearings and whether or not it'll have any, you know, it really make those hearings not nearly as important as they were under the Bush administration, how contentious they were, because those votes are all going to be there in the Senate for those confirmations. Let's go back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Douglas is calling from Texas on line 4. Douglas, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment because I'm a young minister, and what I do, I belong to a predominantly all-black denomination. And what I'm finding is when I bring up these issues, whether I'm teaching Sunday school to the men or preaching, I find that there's a lot of people that are ignorant to these facts. And I just want to urge all the pastors that are listening. Listen, call a night and get your people together and get this stuff, get the information. You can get on the internet, you can get on this website and get all this information and inform your people of what's going on, because I found that a lot of African-Americans, even though they voted for Proposition 8 to pass, yet they vote Democrat, and the Democrats are supporters of this kind of
Douglas, that's kind of the strange political thing on this one, is that it state that overwhelmingly went for Barack Obama, the end result, they still passed the marriage amendment, and that was despite the fact that the Attorney General had it worded in such a way that you couldn't even really tell from the title what you were voting for or against, but it still passed. Now we're in court, we're fighting it out, but I want to underscore what Douglas said, and Doug, I appreciate you calling. Folks, and pastors too, we decided we weren't going to offer our Constitution again this year because we've sent out, I think, probably over 100,000 of them this year. We decided to do it because with everything going on politically and legally, you need to know the way our government operates. So here's the number. You need to get it. Make sure you have this and your family has it. It's our Foundations of Freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also get information at aclj.org.
Let's go back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Chris from California on line 5. Chris, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Jay, how you doing? I just have a quick comment. I just really want to say thank you to what you guys are doing. You're in there in the stopgap trying to, you know, fight this process for the grassroots, for my fellow Christians out there. They got to understand that we're not going to change their minds, but we can change their hearts, and that we on the grassroots, that's what we need to be focusing on while you guys are fighting the battles in the courts.
You're absolutely correct, and that's why when someone called and said, you know, why are we having to go to court on this, we didn't bring it to court. The groups are trying to thwart the will of the people of California. So now you're in court. Now, hopefully the California Supreme Court won't hear it. That would be the best result. That's what we're asking for. But we're going to see soon enough. Like I said, we've got the briefs have been filed, more briefs coming because there's three more petitions have been filed just in the last 24 hours. So there's a lot going on the California front.
Let's go back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Tony from Illinois on line 3. Tony, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Tony.
Good morning. As I grew up in government class, I understood that the Supreme Courts, whether it be state or federal, they were supposed to uphold the laws of the Constitution, find out if they had merit or whatever, not be their own opinion. And it seems like the president can pick people that he thinks are pro.
Well, no, look, here's the thing, though. Let me. Everybody's trying to throw this to the president. Forget it. It isn't going to happen. This is a California state proposition. I want to be clear on this. It's in court now. It was passed by the people. It's in court. We're trying to get them not to hear it. We're fighting their granting of review because we think the proposition should stay in place. But that is the problem. The fact of the matter is, it is in court. There's nothing President Bush can do or President-elect Obama can do in that regard. This is a California problem that will impact, trust me, all 50 states.
Let's go back to the phones again. 1-800-684-3110. Bruce from Colorado on line 4. Bruce, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm
sure.
Just wondering, I mean, this almost seems like it's promoting anarchy or something on this Proposition 8 because, you know, there's the rule of law, and if they're trying to overturn this, I mean, isn't that trying to undermine their own constitution? And that, wouldn't that reveal then that those judges are not fit to even be judges if they overthrow their own constitutional?
Well, I think it's absolutely absurd that the people of California vote for a proposition that's clear that what they want, which is to maintain a traditional definition of marriage. And then you have judges now are going to overturn that, saying it somehow violates the Constitution to amend the Constitution. But this, again, goes to the problem that people need to understand how this works. And, Bruce, I don't know if you have a copy of our Foundations of Freedom, but I want you to make sure you get it. And everyone that's listening to me right now, I want you to write this number down at the end of the broadcast. You call it, and you get your Foundations of Freedom. It is critical. Everyone needs it, especially because of what's going on now in California. It'll happen in your state, too. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Lots of calls coming in with only a couple minutes left. We'll try to get through as many as we can.
Linda's calling from New York on line 5. Linda, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Yes, my question is, the people that are supposed to be upholding the law, when they change it, isn't that breaking the law? And isn't there something that we can do as citizens to, you know, I mean, make them accountable?
Well, once they've passed the proposition, that should have been it. Now, there's this post-challenge. It's a post-election challenge to the proposition, and they're basically arguing that you can't have a constitutional amendment that takes away some right that's been recognized in California. Actually, that's incorrect, though. Amendments to the Constitution sometimes will amend other portions of the Constitution. Remember, we had prohibition. Then we removed prohibition. Those were all done by constitutional amendments. So this is the process which you engage in, but that's the difficulty here. Let's, Jordan, try to grab one more call if we can.
Let's go to Diane from California on line 3 as well. Diane, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Very quickly, please, Diane.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
You know, is it possible for us to get in court and fight at a federal level to get the federal to say between man and woman, which would affect...
No, it's not. I mean, if you could get a federal constitutional marriage amendment, but with this Congress, I can assure you that's not happening. So what you've got to do is fight it now on a state-by-state basis, which means all 50 states are in play. But we've got to win it in California. That is job one right now. We've got four lawyers working on it. We'll keep everybody posted, by the way, tomorrow and Friday on this. Obviously, it's moving quickly, so we'll keep everybody posted. There's a lot going on this front, and we've got our lawyers deployed on this, lawyers in California as well as our Washington, D.C. office. So we're fully engaged on this. Hey, folks, we are running out of time for today's broadcast. I want to encourage you on a couple of points. One is continue to pray for our legal team here at the ACLJ. As you can tell, a lot going on. Our government affairs team as well. We're up at the U.N. fighting that defamation of religion action right now. I mean, that's going on as well. We just finished at the U.S. Supreme Court. Now we're dealing with the California Supreme Court and the United Nations. So you can tell we're jammed. But we want you to have our Foundations of Freedom. Jordan's going to tell you how to get it. Make sure you get this booklet.
It's very important, folks. Call right now. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. We want to get out tens of thousands of these so that everybody's armed for these battles that began the day after the election. Call right now, folks. 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number to get your free copy. 877-989-2255.